It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another rousing edition of Care or Don't Care.
Yay.
If you don't know how this works, I read a catchy headline, and if my co-hosts say they care, then I'll reveal some information that'll touch our listeners in the most tender of places, their hearts.
Okay, good.
But if they don't care, that information immediately gets leaked to Facebook, along with all of Brooke's personal and financial information. If you want to know her social security number and the secret list of male contacts that her husband doesn't know about yet,
that doesn't exist.
Then you better not care about these stories. But let's get into it with your first headline. The new TikTok trend that's guaranteed to double our followers as long as you care. Care or don't care?
I'm all in. I care.
I'm just going to say at Brooke Fox cares.
Okay, friend.
Yeah, okay. Nice plug. The hot new trend on TikTok right now is confessing the most messed up thing you ever did as a kid that you still regret to this day.
Man.
And so far, there's been some pretty entertaining answers involving having your twin take your SAT test for you.
Whoa. Oh, why would you regret that?
Because obviously the twin did a terrible job.
Okay. You know?
Or setting your little brother's trike on fire.
Ooh, how? Aren't they metal?
Plastic?
That's impressive.
Apparently they had like an old wooden trike.
Okay.
But maybe the most shocking story is from the guy who first started the trend.
Okay.
He recorded the most messed up thing he did as a kid. And here's what he said.
When I was in fifth grade, me and my friends were talking at recess about what we wanted for Christmas. One of the kids was like, well, yeah, I get two Christmases now because my parents got divorced last year. So my immediate thought was, wow, I want two Christmases. So after school that day, I went home, made a Match.com account for my mom, and left it up on my dad's work laptop. He checked his email that night, found it, packed my mom's bags, and she went to a hotel room. And the next day, we had a family meeting with my brothers, and they told us they were getting a divorce. Seconds after they said that, I said it was me, and I said it was because I wanted two Christmases. My parents and my two older brothers did not look at me or talk to me for 2 months after.
Oh my gosh.
That is so awful.
And his
crazy
delivery, still, it's not funny in his family.
Oh my god.
I can't believe he did that.
And this is the first time someone was accused of cheating and they were being honest. Like, no, I really didn't do it.
Dude, but I'm not going to lie.
So?
Okay, we do two Christmases, way more gifts.
That's
but
great.
How slick is a fifth grader that they can actually set up a legit Match.com profile?
I know.
Like, her interests are what? Tag and jump rope?
I know. I wish I could have seen what he wrote in that profile. But I really can't wait to see what messed up childhood secrets Brooke and Jose confess they do it on our TikTok at Brooke and Jeffrey. A little bit later.
There we go.
I can't wait to see. You guys better think of something
good. It's hard because I was an angel.
So, I'm sure. Let's keep going with your next headline. Just when you thought chicken couldn't get any better, Japan says, hold my drumstick.
Oh, I care.
Care or don't care?
I love chicken. Yeah. I love Japan. I love all this.
Chicken's not my favorite. I don't care.
I care. I love these.
All right. Thank you, Brooke. In the last month or so, we've reported that the consumption of chicken in our country has just shot through the roof.
So good.
It's been our favorite comfort food, especially during the pandemic. And not just at home, but lately fast food giants have been working hard to create the next big chicken sandwich
that everybody's talking about. It's like a war, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, interestingly enough, in Japan, the same thing is happening.
Okay.
And the most popular dish there right now is karage chicken, which is bite-sized morsels of fried chicken thighs that are then breaded again, seasoned, and deep-fried a second time after that.
Oh my God.
Who is moving to Japan with me?
I will.
Why did you leave the country? Chicken.
Yeah, literally fried chicken. They're like, we have that here.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
So obviously they're going nuts for that. That's why none other than Pringles has decided to step up to make the new karage chicken special edition Pringle, where that double deep fried chicken flavoring is dusted onto every Pringles chip.
I'm into it.
That's not working for me.
I mean, then dip dusted with crushed up Pringles, fry it again, put it in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Of course, the Japanese people are going bonkers for them.
Yeah,
they're flying off the shelf.
This is not exciting to you, Alexis?
No, sorry. I'm just, the chicken Pringles. What are you doing?
You're such a skinny person.
Yeah. I like chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, the ones that come with a toy in the box.
Yeah.
I love those. Let's see if you guys care about this one. The most compelling reason you should buy Girl Scout cookies from an 8-year-old, and I have audio. Care or don't care?
Dude, I wasn't going to care, but some cookies. I want to hear Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, you're trying to make up for those chicken comments. Yeah. I don't know what you're doing, Alexis, but I care.
I care.
All right. We've all encountered a group of Girl Scouts waiting outside a storefront trying to sell you cookies.
I mean, don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
Yeah, totally. Oh, the word, I used to just say, oh, I don't have any cash.
And they take credit cards
now.
Now
I know. Like, oh, no problem. The I'm like, darn it.
I know most people, when they get questioned, are immediately going to say, oh, sweet Lord, yes, fill up my backseat with Samoas and take all my money, you tiny pigtailed saint.
Give me some tagalongs.
But not me.
Oh. Not you?
No. I like to make them earn the sale.
What?
That's pretty messed up, Jeff.
Give me a little pitch. That's how you turn these young ladies into confident, business-savvy entrepreneurs. You just give in right away.
Okay.
You got to make them work
night of
for
marketing.
It. You're welcome. And there's one girl who's mastered the pitch. Her name's Naomi. And her parents videotaped her this year trying to stand out from the rest of the Girl Scout crowd. Here's a clip.
Were you disappointed by Wonder Woman 1984? Make it better with Caramel Delights.
Oh.
If you run out of things to watch on Netflix, lemonades will cheer you up.
Oh.
Life is good, but it can be better. Buy yourself some Girl Scout cookies and make 2021 the sweetest year of all. Thank you.
I will take 7,000 boxes from you, Naomi.
Dang it.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
Care.
What do sea monsters eat for lunch?
What?
Fish and ships. Ooh, brought the heat this week.
That was
real good.
I have a new closer.
Care or don't care? Your phone tap's coming up next.